Now, Guido Fuentes lives in Villa 31, one of the largest shantytowns in the Argentinian capital, Buenos Aires. The villa has a reputation as a place of crime and insecurity, but Guido is determined to change that. He's started a modelling school where he's been helping young women from the neighbourhood to escape their often difficult circumstances. And the project is as much about building self-esteem as about strutting your stuff on the catwalk. Ed Stocker has been to meet him.
Retiro bus terminal in the Argentinian capital. Long-distance double-deckers leave every few minutes carrying holidaymakers to the four corners of this vast country. Nearby is a very different scene. Squeezed up against the edge of the terminal is Villa 31, a vast expanse of breeze block houses and the city's most notorious shantytown.
The shantytown is mostly inhabited by people who come from Paraguay, Bolivia, Peru, Brazil, in search of a better life, a job, so that they can give a future to their children.
Guido Fuentes, originally from Bolivia, moved to the slum in 1995. 5 years ago, he launched Guido Models. He teaches his young pupils modelling basics, such as negotiating the catwalk, helping them find work and often organising fashion shows as part of the capital's cultural calendar.
I'd already organised some fashion shows in Bolivia, but here I went even further. I bought myself some sewing machines and I made some clothes to try and sell them. Guido Models, though, came about without me really making plans of opening a modeling school.
Muy casualmente.
We're about 150 meters from the entrance to the neighborhood. Should we go and have a walk around?
Vamos a conocer el barrio.
Let's go and explore the neighborhood. So this is my house, which also doubles as a school and a modeling agency.
We enter Guido's house, a small strip-lit room packed with dresses, shoes and a couple of sewing machines. He finances the school through doing odd jobs such as designing clothes, hairdressing and working as a locksmith. But the results, he says, are worth the sacrifices he makes. His school aims to help young models avoid the pitfalls of shantytown life, including drug addiction and teenage pregnancy, and gives his pupils a focus.
The school has changed the girls' way of thinking. They're no longer what some would call slum kids. They're changing the way they speak and behave. We don't teach professional etiquette formally, but we do try and change the way they act and speak. And we also tell them, if you want to be here, you have to continue studying.
If the school is there to help young women avoid the pitfalls of shantytown life, it evolved by chance.
Y un día del niño se me ocurrió al ver un escenario al principio de la villa que hicieron.
It was Children's Day, and there was a stage at the entrance of Villa 31, where there were celebrations, clowns, and everything. I saw the stage and the contrast between Avenida Libertador, one of the main avenues in Buenos Aires, and the colorful, very different houses of the shantytown. The difference between these two worlds seemed interesting to me, and made me think about organizing a catwalk. I thought it would be great to have a show here with girls from here. So I began knocking on the doors of my friends to see if their daughters wanted to come and take classes. The initial idea was to do one show and that was it. But because it went down so well, I just kept on going.
Guido's younger brother, Julio, a hairdresser by trade, also helps out with the school, preparing models' hair and makeup for practice catwalks and photo shoots.
I like it. He essentially shares my thoughts. It's about helping people and overcoming the negative view of the villa, because most people are here to work and not to steal or take drugs. It's about showing the positive side of the shantytown.
Julio teases 17-year-old Villa 31 resident and aspiring model Delia Casares about having a boyfriend. Delia has been a part of the school for several years.
Do you want to be a model in the future, and do you think it's something that's possible as well?
Yes, who knows? In the future, I'd like to be a professional model and move forward with my life. It's a way of leaving this place too, and who knows, be famous.
Delia wears a long blue dress made by Guido, and we move to the thin, covered alleyway that leads to his house, which he uses as a makeshift catwalk for her to practice. Afterwards, we head into the shantytown to take some fashion shots before returning to Guido's living room.
Obviously, there have been quite mixed reactions. Some people, some young kids were whistling when you went past. Just now, when we were outside, a woman was asking why we were taking photos here in the neighbourhood. You know, we should be in a park where it's nice and green. I'm just wondering what the reactions of people are here.
Siempre hay algunos que dicen algo, dicen cosas, qué sé yo, tiran piropos.
There are always people who say something or flirt. Or the woman just now who said it was shameful to take photos here in the shantytown. She asked us, why don't we go elsewhere? I think we have to show where we live and not just go downtown or to a park full of trees, but also shoot here and show what we do. Whether there's mud on the streets or not, we have to go out wearing our dresses.
It's this sense of confidence and defiance that Guido wants to instill. His childhood was far from easy, growing up in extreme poverty. He struggled with alcohol problems as a teenager before moving to Buenos Aires. But life proved no easier here. A gay foreigner in an unforgiving shantytown, and he tried to commit suicide several times. It was the school, though, that helped him get his life back on track.
A mí la escuela de modelos está, la de Guido Models me ayuda a que...
The school helps me keep going day by day to get out of bed and have a purpose in life. I think that if it weren't for Guido Models, I wouldn't be here. Because, well, it's the school that gives me strength. Sometimes I think I would have liked someone to have done something similar for me.
Guido acknowledges that parents were initially cautious, worried he might have sinister intentions towards the teenage girls, such as grooming them for prostitution. But as the young models started to appear on catwalks, as well as appear more motivated and better behaved at home, they were quickly on board.
Some of the girls have done some work for magazines and some shows outside the shantytown. Another girl was chosen from between around 500 or 600 girls to take part in the Silky Mundial Fashion Week here. I felt very proud that someone from Guido Models was selected from among so many girls.
Getting them work has been hard, though, but the mission continues, and Guido is as determined as ever.
From my humble spot in the world, without being a person who has money, because I don't, the little I have, well, I happily spend it on the girls. The only payment I receive is their smiles and happiness.
Guido Fuentes speaking to Ed Stocker in Buenos Aires, and you can see a picture of him with one of his models, Dahlia, on our Facebook page.